support provided by Heartland Regional Urgent Care, treating allergies, sore throats, sprains, strains, and more. Open daily from 8 to 8. No appointments necessary. 2250 Reed Station Parkway along Route 13 in Carbondale.
Happy October the 12th, and this is your WSIU Almanac. It was on this day in 1999 that, according to the United Nations Population Fund, the number of people on the planet reached 6 billion. And Henry Ford made the announcement that his company had manufactured the 1 millionth Model T on this day 101 years ago. Locally, the American Red Cross is asking for help, and you can give blood in Pinckneyville tomorrow between the hours of 8:45 a.m. and 1:45 p.m. at the Pinckneyville High School. Also, in the category of improving our health, this Friday, you can help the Carbondale Lions Club raise money to fight diabetes. The event is a first time, and it's an art sale at RC Realty on West Main, Friday starting at 5 p.m. And Gail Borgononi is on the board of the St. Louis Southern Illinois chapter of the JDRF, and she is quite passionate about erasing this disease.
Basically, what it amounts to is that I have a son, grandson, who was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when he was age 9. And Bill and I have become very involved with wanting to be involved with research. But another thing that we're really interested in, we found out after our grandson was diagnosed with type 1, there's a lot of parents here in this area that have children, and they really don't have anyone to reach out to, people that understand what their lives have become because of a child being diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. Your life totally changes.
And that's the WSIU Almanac. Enjoy your Wednesday. Good Wednesday morning, and here is your WSIU Almanac. In the search for life out there among the stars, it was on this day in 1992 that the Arecibo Radio Telescope began scanning the universe from its mountaintop home in Puerto Rico. And back here on Earth in 1920, digging began on the East Coast on what would eventually become the Holland Tunnel connecting New York and New Jersey. Locally, the next Humanist Forum will take place in Carbondale this Sunday at the Unitarian Fellowship in Carbondale. At 2 p.m., Dr. Kim Asner-Self will talk about the small country of Malawi, which has a total population of over 20 million people, and half of those are under the age of 15. If you would like to help support Caritas Family Solutions, put November the 5th on your to-do list. That's when the second annual Lanes of Change Bowling Tournament is being held at Salem Bowl. In addition to finding out more information from the Caritas website, you can also call 618-213-8700. This Friday, you can help the Carbondale Lions Club raise money to fight diabetes. The event is a first-time event. It's an art sale at RC Realty on West Main. Jim Dooley with the Lions Club features a variety of artistic works.
A couple other people from the university are donating, and then we have quilts being donated, wood sculpture being donated. So we have a variety of different things. And one of our members is donating 28 photographs that came from all over.
And that's the WSIU Almanac. Have a good 12th day of October.